next on Packers Today.
Under pressure, Rodgers throws the middle and it's intercepted, and that's the ball game.
The Packers haven't played to their standard offensively or defensively the last 2 weeks. Will a four-game stretch within the division provide the spark that ignites the championship fire? Plus,
I think it's definitely going to be special for him. I know, obviously, the community of Green Bay has been tremendous to him and to our family.
Like father, like son, Packers director of player personnel Elliot Wolf sits down with Larry McCarron to discuss what his father's Hall of Fame career means to him. And later, a salute to service. Some former Packer greats accompany Wisconsin war veterans on a special trip to the nation's capital. Packers Today, presented by Verizon, starts right now.
You know, we have higher expectations, so we can't accept the way we've been playing.
You got to throw out the stats and the records when you're playing division games.
We got to play Packer football and do what we do.
Thank you for joining Larry and I on Packers Today, presented by Verizon. Larry, the Packers have taken it on the chin the past 2 weeks. They've really struggled to find consistency on both sides of the ball. But I will say this, they showed fight late in the game against Carolina. Could they use that as a springboard this week?
I would hope so. I think it was encouraging that even though it seemingly at halftime all was lost, that they came back, got something going both offensively and defensively, made some key plays. So let's see what happens today.
With Mike McCarthy, it always starts with running the football. And through the first 8 games, Eddie Lacy's averaging just 38 yards a game. So coach made a big move this week.
Yeah, he announced that James Starks was his number one running back. And if you look at the situation, 2 of the last 3 games, James has had twice as many carries as Eddie. So Mike's statement wasn't necessarily a revelation. That's kind of what was going on the field. But I rarely heard him say something that bluntly. And I think it was a message, a tip of the hat to what James Starks has done, and a message to Eddie Lacy that it is a performance-based industry, but I don't think we've seen the last of Eddie Lacy. He's still a terrific player.
No reason for Coach to sugarcoat it, huh?
No, not at all.
Well, Aaron Rodgers has been sacked 19 times and hit 44 times through the season's first 8 games. There are many factors that can contribute to those numbers, but do you see any concern with the guys up front?
Honestly, I don't. I think it's a talented group. They're the right combination of ability and attitude. I saw something in the Panther game I have not seen before, and that was mental errors up front, confusion as to who had who. And if you don't know who you have, you're beat before the play begins. But that's a mental thing easily corrected. That problem can be solved, while if you have a talent issue, you're in trouble.
Defensively speaking, I think everyone can admit we've been very spoiled the first part of the season. A 7-sack performance against Kansas City, followed up by 6 sacks against the 49ers. The last 2 weeks, the Packers have been shut out.
Yeah, not good. And certainly pass rush, to a large extent, boils down to winning your one-on-one matchups. However, if you look at game conditions, the Packers were trailing in the last 2 games. So teams were two-dimensional offensively. They didn't have to throw the ball. They could run it. They could throw it. And when you have situations like that, a defensive lineman or a linebacker cannot pin their ears back, get in that sprinter stance and really go after the quarterback. Sometimes they got to squat down and play that run, and it takes an edge off the pass rush.
Here we are, week 10, facing the Lions at home at Lambeau Field. Larry breaks it down in this week's scouting report, presented by the Better Business Bureau.
Watch Calvin, well covered. He goes up. He makes the catch. Are you kidding me? Oh, Megatron did it again.
The Lions' best player, Calvin Johnson, who's as big as a tight end, but runs like a scat back. 6'5", 237, and 4.35 speed make him an elite wide receiver.
You see the continuous amount of freakish athletes that come in the league each and every year, and at the same time, he's still at the top of that bunch.
Defensive end Ziggy Ansah may not be elite, but he's pretty darn good. He'll move around on the line of scrimmage, but home base is right across from David Bakhtiari.
Their record is 1-7, but like you just said, you know, I have to primarily go against the guy, Ziggy Ansah. Last time I checked, his record is 1-7. He's got 7 sacks. He's a good player.
But like the man said, the Lions are 1-7, and there are reasons for that. Not much of an offensive line has led to not much of a running game and not much protection for Matthew Stafford. Not surprisingly, he's thrown 11 interceptions.
Throws over the middle. It's going to be intercepted. It was thrown right to the defenders.
Defensively, Ndamukong Suh is gone, and Detroit really misses linebacker DeAndre Levy, a former Badger who's injured and out.
We got to prepare the way just like they was 8-0, and we got to go out there. And most of all, we got to play good football, man. Forget the other team. We got to play Packer football and do what we do.
This game is about the team in the mirror who might take a lesson from a couple of its predecessors. The 96 Super Bowl Packers lost 2 straight before righting their ship. And the 2010 Super Bowl champions, they lost 3 of 4 at one point. Bumps in the road happen. Moving past them is the key.
I think we have to focus on the task at hand and just get back on the winning track. You know, there's 2 losses around here. It feels like, you know, like you're 0-8. It has us motivated to play better, definitely.
Larry, what I got from those statistics you were saying, are you calling a Super Bowl championship?
Super Bowl hopes, dreams, and aspirations still alive in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Thank you.
Coming up next on Packers Today.
I actually broke down crying. It was just so special knowing what it meant to him.
Larry sits down with the Packers' director of player personnel, Elliot Wolf, to talk about his father's recent induction to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And later, a special green and gold tribute for Wisconsin veterans.
It's just a special day. It's one that I'll remember for a long, long time.
Packers Today, we'll be right back.